Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To basketball now, and basketball is the world this week. And in his five-game winning streak as leader, as point guard, leading the offense of the New York Knicks, Jeremy Lin had been a scoring leader. He had come from behind. But until last night, there was one thing he hadn't done. Listen.
Five, four, Lin for the win!
And with that, that's Matt Devlin of the TSN Network with the call. Jeremy Lin actually made a tie-breaking three-pointer with less than a second to play, adding to his legend as the transformative basketball player for the New York Knicks and really for the NBA. And it's so exciting that we've actually recruited Jay Cowett, the director of our program, The Takeaway, into the studio to talk about this, partly because you're a super fan yourself, right, Jay?
I am, John. Good to be on. Good to talk to you.
What does Jeremy Lin's performance last night add to a legend that is already in the record books?
It adds the most important part of the whole package. You got the points. You have the assists from the games before. You have a smart basketball player. Obviously, you have the Harvard brains carrying over to the court. But what you have here is somebody who can step up, take the moment, and win the game. And taking that last second moment, taking it all in his hands, you saw him walk up to the three-point line. He knew how much time was left. He knew there was not going to be another rebound, not another chance here. It was his moment. He grabbed it, and he won the game last night in Toronto.
What do you learn at Harvard? Confidence. Listen to Knicks coach Mike D'Antoni reacting to Jeremy Lin's success last night.
Half-tenths of a second left. I mean, he's pretty confident that was going in. No rebounds, no nothing. That ball is being buried.
I tell you, Jay Cowett, up here in Boston, Jeremy Lin, being a Harvard grad, is taking the sting off of the Patriots' loss in the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
And you can tell by the story. I mean, you heard the clip of him winning the game there. That is in Toronto, and he got a packed crowd on their feet cheering for him. He's obviously taken the league by storm. In a league where they've, you know, constantly searched for the next Jordan for years and years and years.
Michael Jordan.
They finally realized that they'll never have that again. They have to vary it out and have a lot of diverse characters. Dirk last year with the Mavericks was a major part of that. And Jeremy Lin is just another example of the diversity, the way the NBA is going to finding different guys to lead their league forward in the years to come.
And the narrative forward for the New York Knicks is when the two superstars rejoin the team, the question is this Mike D'Antoni's team offense going to persist, or is it going to go back to the sort of LeBron James approach to the NBA, which we've seen over the last decade?
Well, D'Antoni hopes it stays this way. He's been able to use the pick and roll, which is really his style. He's been able to go back to this. Stoudemire was back last night. He had 21 points. I think he'll have a good transition here. The big question is Carmelo. He returns later this
week. Carmelo Anthony.
He's the big scorer on the team. He's going to need to figure out how to play in this system. He's already said he's going to play towards Lin's strengths. He's going to be a part of the team. We're going to have to see if that plays out. If the team has the movement that they're showing right now with Lin, they will be very good. You get a couple of great scores in Stat, and Carmelo and Jeremy Lin can get a ton of assists from just tossing it to those guys.
Just to look at MSG stock, those are the owners of the New York Knicks and Madison Square Gardens. It's up through the roof. Jay Cowett, Takeaway Director and super fan of the New York Knicks, and Jeremy Lin, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.